It's Thursday, July 10, 2014.
The temperature on Mars is exactly as it is here. Nobody will dispute that, yet there are no coal mines on Mars.
Anti-science nuttery alive and well in the coal state of Kentucky. BP's oil still contaminating fish in the Gulf. Canada's tar sands linked to cancer among First Nations tribes. Plus,
we were able to discover ecological effects that would otherwise have been overlooked.
Popular pesticide killing off the birds and the bees.
All of that and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It was 30, 40 years ago when I would see Time magazine covers on the global cooling to come. It scared the you-know-what out of me when they said, well, if you like lizards, get used to them. I mean, come on. I mean, that was then. What's different now?
Well, thanks for asking, Neil Cavuto of Fox News. What's different now is that back in the 70s, when you pretend to remember Time magazine covers warning about cooling, it was a tiny minority of scientists who were concerned about that global cooling, while the majority of scientists then, as now, were worried about anthropogenic global warming. In fact, there were six times as many peer-reviewed scientists predicting warming rather than cooling back in the 70s. But back then, protecting the fossil fuel industry wasn't a bought and paid for interest of pretend news outlets like Fox News. Oh, and that cooling they warned about, it was based in part on smog caused by aerosols, which we largely did away with because we didn't have pretend news outlets like Fox News to lie to us at the time about a wholly pretend cataclysmic economic effect of trying to actually take care of our planet and human civilization. So that's what's different now. But thanks again for asking, Neil Cavuto of Fox News. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, since I'm so mad at Neil Cavuto, I'll let you get started, and then we'll get back to Kentucky coal country by the end.
Oh, you and your science. Well, here's a little more science. The BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is still contaminating fish today. According to a team of researchers led by the University of South Florida, they say oil found in lesions on sick fish matches the distinct chemical composition of the 2010 Deepwater Horizon spill. In a statement, BP rejected the linkage, claiming it's not possible to identify a source of oil after more than a few days, but the researchers say this contamination was recent and that BP's oil was by far the closest match. In Canada, new research links tar sands pollution to cancer clusters. Scientists at the University of Manitoba say they have found unusual contamination levels in fish and animals near the massive tar sands development of Alberta, which they say may be the cause behind unusually high rates of rare cancers in First Nations tribal members. The study finds high concentrations of carcinogenic pollutants in fish and animals consumed as part of traditional diets. The same class of pesticides implicated in the decline of bees around the world is now implicated in the decline of birds, too.
Neonicotinoids were always regarded as selective toxins, but our results suggest that they may, in fact, influence the entire ecosystem.
That was Professor Hans de Kroon of the University of Radboud in the Netherlands.
The University of what?
I think it's Radboud.
Okay.
His researchers say high concentrations of a popular class of pesticides called neonicotinoids that run off into water appear to be killing more than just the targeted pests and may be contaminating and killing off the food supply for birds in farming areas as well. Here in the U.S., a new study finds rich Republicans are far more likely to be climate change deniers. Researchers found self-identified Democrats and independents at all income levels apparently have no problem accepting the science of climate change, but the highest numbers of science deniers were among rich Republicans. Apparently, the researchers say if your wealth comes from polluting industries, you may be less likely to acknowledge the climate impacts caused by those industries.
That's a total coincidence.
And that may explain the anti-science nuttery in Kentucky's State House. During a hearing on new EPA emission standards for coal-fired power plants, Kentucky State Senator Brandon Smith, a Republican, argued this.
I don't want to get into the debate about climate change, but I will just simply point out that I think in academia we all agree that the temperature on Mars is exactly as it is here. Nobody will dispute that, yet there are no coal mines on Mars. There's no factories on Mars that I'm aware of.
There are so many things wrong with that, I don't even know where to start. The average temperature on Earth is actually 57 degrees Fahrenheit, while it's negative 81 degrees Fahrenheit on Mars.
He was only 138 degrees off. Come on.
And the point that he was trying to make is that global warming is happening on Mars, much as it is here, except there's really no evidence that it's happening on Mars at all, other than two separate photographs taken 30 years apart, which have been misinterpreted for years by the climate denier industry. That said, while Kentucky State Republican Senator Brandon Smith is a denier and incidentally a coal mine owner, the Democrats in Kentucky in the legislature are also climate change deniers. One of them, State Rep Kevin Sinnett, said during that same hearing that, quote, the dinosaurs died and we don't know why, but the world adjusted. And he's just one. The head of the committee, Jim Gooch Jr., had talked about seceding from the union back in 2011 to avoid EPA regulations on mining. So in that state, at least, it's not just Republicans. It's the whole bunch of Mad Hatters. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Yes, sir.